Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We wake on yet another Monday, facing the results of evil, the absence of God in the hearts or in the heart of a human being, so filled with hate that he takes lives, innocent lives. For what purpose? I'll tell you the reason. It's not a purpose, but pure evil, to inflict pain and suffering, to take life. General Kelly said it, things that are sacred, were sacred, are not sacred anymore. Praying in a church on a Sunday morning in a small town, rural America, a town much like the one I graduated high school, population 400. The church is the size of the church that I attend now. We are in shock, but my friends, this is not the result of too many guns. This is the symptom. This is the result of hearts without God, without love, without responsibility. Life is no longer sacred to those who do not know God. Removing guns is not the answer, but adding guns to those who need to guard and defend, unfortunately, is the answer. How do we cope as a nation? How do we cope as a people? How do we help those who are injured? How do we help all those who have loss? Love is the only answer. Don't turn your back. Love is the only answer. To love those where you are and to guard them as best you can. God's love is the only answer, and His word is comfort. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. This nation must fall on its knees, not in protest, led by selfishness, but in humility, led by repentance. Again, we were shocked. 26, I believe it is, or I've got the tally here, 26 fatalities. 8 were in one family. 8 were in one family. Children, elderly, a pregnant woman. I'm sorry, I'm ruffling papers here. It didn't matter. He was out to kill everyone there. We don't know everything just yet. News is still coming in. We know that the evil man is dead. And we know that the community left behind is hurting. And a nation left behind is hurting. Wondering why. Why? And of course, immediately they come out with the, we need more gun control, we need less guns. But that's not the truth. That is not the answer. We need more God. Those who want to remove the guns have also the ones who wanted to remove God, if you'll remember. They hate Christians until they want someone to pray for them. And then they're there. Last Friday we had Sam Sorbo on, and she's going to come back on the 13th. It's a Monday. She'll be back on the 13th of November, and we're going to just talk about faith and God in this nation, the need for that. My church was the same size as this church that was attacked. I'm going to try and get a hold of my local sheriff here, and we're going to try and have him on the air, see if he'll do that with me. I'm speaking, I'm sure he's not listening. But I'm going to try and get a hold of him and have him on the air with me and talk to the churches, talk to you, what you can do. Many churches already have someone within their church that is carrying. The mega churches, the big churches, have security. They have security guards. But these little churches, you know, in a community that doesn't even lock their doors, they leave the keys in the car. They don't think anything about it. They don't have crime there. But they did yesterday. Evil walked in. We live in darkness. The only thing to remove the darkness is the light. And Jesus told us that I am the way, the truth, and the light. We need that. This nation has fallen away from God. Remember, the very ones that want to take your guns are the ones who wanted to remove God. Removing guns, more gun control, will not put an end to these massacres. That will not put an end to the evil. There's only one thing that'll put an end to the evil. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Not like any other talk show. Coming to you from the heartland of America. Rural America. I know I've said before they don't do these attacks in rural America, but they do. And they did. An evil man with hate in his heart. A dark heart without God. We are all dark without God. It is only His righteousness that holds us back from the darkness of our own being. America needs to come home. Come back home to God. Come back home to God. And you who are listening, all of us, these are our brothers and sisters who are suffering in this community in Texas. And we need to be there for them. Whatever we can do, but the most and the most powerful thing we can do is to fall on our knees in prayer. This nation needs God. We don't need gun control. We need God in control. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have a few other things that I want to announce when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Would you like to chime in? Would you like to say a prayer? Would you like to just speak out for God? 877-895-5410 is the number to call us. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio, this is Beth Ann, and as I said in my monologue as we started out, we wake on another Monday facing the pain and the results of evil, the darkness in a nation who has forgotten God. And those who want gun control, remember, they're the ones who wanted to remove God. They want to remove your guns, they want to remove God, and we don't need gun control. We need God in control. Open up in the phone lines, 877-895-5410. You look into the politics of today, and all we see is corruption. People who lack integrity. People who don't want to mention God. People who want to live in their greed for power and money, you know, lying comes from that other God with a little g, who is not a God, by the way. He just thinks he is. I have an article here, a couple of them. Donna Brazile. You know, she's written a book. This is the same woman that when she was being interviewed said, that she's being persecuted and there wasn't any cheating going on or wasn't anything going on. Now she's written a book and said, oh, yeah, there was. But she was afraid because she was afraid of Hillary Clinton. She was afraid of what would happen to her. She was fear of her life. And I'm thinking, I wouldn't let go of that fear just yet. Well, Hillary's campaign accuses Donald Brazile of spreading false, are you ready for this? False Russian-fueled propaganda. Well, she couldn't call it right-wing conspiracy, I guess. Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign responded to former Democratic National Committee Chair Donna Brazile's criticisms of the Clinton's campaign, including the charge that the campaign initially rigged the 2016 primaries. We know she did. I knew it before Brazile even came out. Hillary has been plotting and planning and buying that election for a long time, and you know what? That's why she's in so much shock that she lost, because she had it bought and paid for in her mind. But the American people spoiled that plot. It is particularly troubling and puzzling that she would seemingly buy into false Russian-fueled propaganda spread by both the Russians and our opponent about our candidate's health. Oh, my goodness. This is coming from a letter published by online Saturday that was signed by former Clinton campaign official, including Huma Abedin, Robbie Mook, and Jennifer Palmieri, and John Podesta. Well, now there's a group you can trust, right? If you're a registered Democrat, I hope you're waking up to what your party has become. If you're a registered Republican, I hope you're seeing the hypocrisy in your party. Because if you think, if we ever find out the truth of all of this, that there won't be any Republicans involved, then you have been fooled. The Republicans that paid for the dossier in the beginning, that'll be exposed. I have a pretty good idea who it was. More than one. Donna came in to take over the DNC at a very difficult time. Oh, yes, she did. Do you remember why she came in? Because they had to get rid of Debbie Wasserman because of Wassermangate. I always called it Wassermangate. The emails that came out that were exposed, the filthy, bigoted emails against Bernie Sanders. Calling names, calling people names, vulgar names. So, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was out, and in comes Donna Brazile, a Clinton lover. Apparently she's not a lover anymore. But what happened to poor Debbie Wasserman Schultz? No, don't fear. She's going to be okay because Hillary hired her. And, of course, what are we finding out about her and who she kept on staff, who she kept paying? The corruption in this nation is dark because they do not have God. There you go. I'm getting a little too churchy on me, Beth, going too churchy on me. I'm just telling you, these people are liars. And that comes from Satan himself. This nation was established as a Christian nation. Yes, it has its dark days. Yes, it has its faults. But the Democrat Party actually booed God, not once, but at least twice during the 2012 election in their convention. And that didn't set well, so when Hillary was running, they tried to give credit every once in a while. But they got to keep it separate, you know. Can't have God interfering with their corruption, with the government. Donna Brazile, to the Clinton staffers, I'm not a patsy or a slave. Donna Brazile hit back at the campaign staffers of Hillary Clinton's critical of her former Democratic National Committee chairwoman's recent revelations about the 2016 Democrat presidential candidate, telling them she was no longer Patsy the Slave. No longer Patsy the slave. Yeah, I'm not Patsy the slave because I got sick and tired of people trying to tell me how to spend the money. I wasn't getting a salary. I was volunteering my time. I was trying to increase the level of enthusiasm and passion for Hillary Clinton and the rest of the ticket across the country. Patsy was the character from the book 12 Years a Slave who was severely whipped for sneaking away to get a bar of soap. She says she's no longer Patsy the slave. Well, if she's telling the truth has set her free. Of course, she's going to make money on her book. You know that, right? So what really is behind the heart of Donna Brazile? This is the same woman when she was being interrogated or interviewed that was adamantly saying, no, we didn't cheat. No, I didn't give her. How many times do I have to say this? Of course, now she's written a book saying, yes, she did cheat. And yes, they did fix it against Bernie Sanders. Well, we should be thankful that Bernie Sanders didn't get elected. But Hillary Clinton, asking that one debate, what's going to happen when you lose? How are you going to react? And my daddy told me, you judge people's hearts by the way yours are. Did she expect Trump to react as she has? Constantly opening her mouth and claiming this and claiming that. She can't believe she lost because she bought and paid for it, people. She bought and paid for it. But the American people said, nope, not going to have it, not going to have it. But will we be so strong as to bring God back? Will we be so strong to restore the republic? That's going to be work. That's going to be work because a republic means you are the one in charge. And we haven't been. So now we're in shock and awe at all the corruption that's going on. How can we possibly be in shock and awe when we've allowed them to separate God from everything? Christianity is no longer sacred. Remember when a church was the sanctuary of safety, a haven? Not a place of death and evil. Remember? It's up to us. It really is up to we, the people, you, me, to restore the republic and put God back in charge. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I have a few other things here to share with you. 877-895-5410. Dershowitz, he claims he's a liberal, but boy, they're not happy with him on that side of the coin, are they? 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Reviewing, talking just a little bit. I don't have a lot of new information. In fact, maybe you do if you're sitting and watching TV. I don't have that here in the office. As to any new breaking news as to the things that happened yesterday regarding the shooting in the church in Texas. Like I said, as we opened up, evil is evil. And we live in a dark world that only has a light, which is God. So when you remove that light, you have darkness. You have evil. Don't believe for one moment that your heart is good. You might have moments. But that's the reason we needed a Savior. That's the reason we needed a Savior. Pastor Jeffers, I just saw this come out just a few minutes ago. I printed it off while we were at break. Pastor Robert Jeffers, he was on quite a bit last night. And he said this morning that many of the people in the congregation in his Dallas megachurch, he's got a huge church, are armed when they attend services. And should a shooter attack, it would be the last thing that person would do. If somebody tries that in our church, they may get one shot off, he said, or two. But that'll be it. And like I said, I'm going to try and get our county sheriff in here, and I want to talk to him.
about what the churches in this little community can do, in this county. You don't want a vigilante type thing. You just want to be prepared, be on guard, be watchful. How many of you go to a restaurant and sit where you can see the door, you can see the exits, you can see what's going on? Or do you like to sit in the corner with your back to everything? So being prepared is still the best answer. Being prepared. And that's something we're going to have to take in mind in our own churches, in our own communities, even your clubs that you're members of. For those of you who maybe are not churchgoers, the sporting events that you go to, the restaurants you attend, the malls you shop at, everywhere. There was a Walmart attack in Colorado last week. You have to be aware. Just like defensive driving, you have to be aware. Well, going back to the corruption in this nation, which is just another example of the darkness, Dershowitz, who is, you know, he tells you flat out that he's a liberal. And he wrote this book, of course, that's been pretty popular. He's making a lot of money off of it, about Donald Trump, about the agenda against Donald Trump. Now, I haven't read it, but I've heard a lot about it, and it is popular. People are buying it all over the place. Everybody writes a book, you know. Well, the left, they don't like him a whole lot. But Dershowitz, I saw him, several weeks back, maybe even a couple of months by now, where he just flat out admitted he's a liberal, and he said, I voted for Hillary Clinton. He doesn't necessarily support President Trump's policies, but he sees the truth of what is going on against him. It says the Harvard Law professor, Alan Dershowitz, responded on Twitter to a host of criticisms from comments he made about the Russian probe, telling CNN host and former Hillary Clinton campaign press secretary Brian Fallon, shame on you for suggesting he was being paid by President Donald Trump. I guess they suggested he was getting paid off. Not that he would be above that. I don't know whether he would be or not. I don't think he needs it. The difference between outrage and criminality has to be kept sharp, he said. Otherwise, anything you disagree with, if you're the people in power, you can go after your political enemies. How low can you get to suggest I'm being paid for saying what I've been saying for 50 years? Shame on you. Shame on you. So the left is attacking itself. Of course, they don't like that he's come out, not necessarily in favor of President Trump's policies, but he's exposing the media and the hypocrisy of what has gone on. I haven't heard him about Hillary Clinton and all that's coming out right now with that. But he recognizes the Mueller investigation for being what it is, a hypocrisy. And I found that interesting. Now, Podesta, this is all getting real interesting, people. It's all getting very, very interesting. Tony Podesta's lobbying firm, the Podesta Group, represented, pay attention to the words here, represented the Russian-owned company Uranium One during former Barack Obama's administration and did not register under the Foreign Agents Restriction Act. This is coming from the Daily Caller. He represented Uranium One. Podesta collected lobbying fees of $180,000 from Uranium One, according to the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics that discloses lobbying documents filed with Congress. I wonder how many documents weren't filed. The uranium company states on its website it is a wholly owned subsidiary of Rusano, R-U-S-A-N-O, the Russian state corporation for nuclear energy. Special counsel, good old Robert Mueller, already is scrutinizing Podesta and his firm for allegedly failing to register as a lobbyist for the European Center for Modern Ukraine and Ukrainian government entity. They're going to scold him because he didn't register. What about what he did? His role there is tied up with former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, who was indicted on 12 counts on October the 30th, including the failure to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. Now, something I have not had a lot of time to dig into, especially after the events of yesterday. Over the weekend, there were a lot of arrests going on. Saudi royalty arrests. And it's a... could rock the Clinton-Obama regime. Now, I haven't had an opportunity to really get in and study this. But it would appear that it could be very highly likely that it is connected to some of these other things that we've been talking about with Uranium One. In a shocking development Saturday, the Saudi Arabian government arrested prominent billionaire Waleed bin Talal, a member of the royal Saudi family with deep ties to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Arrests were carried out by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's recently formed anti-corruption committee and included bin Talal, 10 senior princes, and dozens of ministers for corruption and money laundering charges. Now, on the very last of this article, it says, bin Talal, wait a minute, hold on, I'm hearing music. Given the high-profile nature of the Saudi royalty arrests, pressure increases on American law enforcement in Trump's administration to follow through with indictments, arrests of the Obama-Clinton regime officials involved. This is getting very interesting, and now I'm going to tell you what, it's pretty scary. It's pretty scary how corrupt, globally corrupt, our elected officials have been and continue to be. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'll finish up with this when we come back. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Corruption, darkness. We don't need gun control. We need God in control. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect
protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Just finishing up, like I said, I haven't had a chance to study this in depth, and I have a caller waiting, and Roger, just be patient with me. I want to finish this up here real quick. But the Saudi royalties that have been arrested, it says as speculations bubbles around looming indictments of Tony Podesta, John Podesta, Hillary Clinton, and others charged against bin Talal and other Saudi royalty may well be related to money laundering and bribery schemes that implicate the Uranium One parties and transactions within the Obama-Clinton regime already being investigated. Well, let's hope they're being investigated. I know there's a lot of stuff coming out, but I haven't had a chance to really... And I only have one article in my hand, and I prefer to have more than one when I try to study something. But I'm going to tell you what, it's scary how deep and global the corruption of our elected officials and unelected has gone. But Roger wanted to comment on God, and we're gonna go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
I just want to give an example of how censorship is creeping into everything. In the World War II Memorial, where the Roosevelt's famous Day of Infamy speech is written, and it's in marble, engraved in marble.
Yes.
The last four words are left off. His last four words were, "So help us God."
Oh, and they
That's
took that
not
off?
There.
Huh.
Yeah. That's censorship.
Yeah, it is.
It's creeping into everything.
Can't have that, you know. Got to separate that.
Well, I'll let you go.
All right, thank you, Roger.
Slip that in.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
I appreciate that. Bye-bye. Before we close, I wanted to remind you that Friday we celebrated 1,700 shows. Today, 1,701. Friday coming up will be 1,705. And I'm going to have a meet and greet, and it is Veterans Weekend. In fact, I believe Friday is a special day of another kind. if you're listening. But on the 10th of November, I'm going to have a meet and greet here in the state of Missouri. So if you're listening to CSC Talk Radio here in the state of Missouri, this is your opportunity to go out to dinner. It's Friday night. Go out to dinner. And if you're driving through, you know, Roger from New Mexico, if you happen to be driving through Missouri, give us a stop. And I'm going to be at the Barnyard Smokehouse Restaurant in Fulton at 5009 Pendergrass Road. 5009 Pendergrass Road. Now, this is a unique company. It's the Central Missouri Meat and Sausage Company, Incorporated, I believe is what it is. From the farm to the table. They raise the food on the hoof, feed it, bring it in, kill, butcher, process. And then they go to the restaurant. And so it is, it's a unique place, and the food is really good and it's really fresh. They also have a retail side. You can buy food to take home as well as to eat right there. So it's a meet and greet to meet me. Supper's on you, cake's on me. I'm going to have a cake there. I'm not even sure how big a cake to have fixed. But the cake isn't to honor me or CSC Talk Radio. The cake is to honor our vets. Bring a veteran. Take them out to dinner. Okay? We're going to go to the phones. We have Michelle from Missouri. Michelle, how are you today?
Morning.
How are you?
All right. I love that place you're talking about, the barn house.
Oh, you have eaten there. Okay.
I love their, they have rope. They have rope sausage. It's really good. And I had their pork. It's like kind of like hot wings, but only it's pork pieces. So it's good.
Okay.
I was just going to give you my daily bread.
All right.
It goes back to the first, I think, commandment of God. It starts, the theme for the day is with all your heart.
Mm.
And it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart. And with all your soul, and with all your mind. Matthew 22, verse 37. And then the commentary is, He is wonderful and amazing. Seek to love God from this moment on.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We have so much to be thankful for, even in the wake of tragedy and this massacre in Texas. The sad thing is, the man who was perpetrating, doing the evil, is lost forever. He's lost forever. But those whose lives he took have eternal life with the Father. But so many are hurting and broken right now. Having been in music, I have some books. I don't study them near often enough. But you can study the origin of certain hymns. And having a son that does songwriting, I think it kind of cued me into what is in the heart of the author of the lyrics of these hymns. An old hymn that maybe you are familiar with, It Is Well With My Soul. The man who wrote this was on a ship headed overseas to meet his wife. She had gone ahead with the children, and there was a shipwreck, and all the children were lost. It is said that he wrote the lyrics of this song just about the place where the other ship went down. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. My soul, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part but in whole, is nailed to the cross and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, it is well with my soul. You know, that is hard to say when you're hurting and you've lost loved ones. One family lost 8. But God is eternal and His love is forever. It is well with my soul. And it is only God who removes the darkness and brings the light and will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.